We both turned to watch the tip-off as the tallest girl in the St. Labre team manhandled the ball with a powerful swipe, knocking it toward one of her forwards, who galloped down the court for an easy layup. He shifted his weight toward me. I don't know, it seemed strange to me, but she wanted to go with us. Come to think of it, I hardly saw her at the party, but she was there again when we headed back. Watching the Lady Morningstar's inbound the ball, I saw the girl with a squint toss it in the general direction of Jaya, who scooped it up and trotted slowly down the court. And when was that? Late, I guess. I wasn't in any condition to know what time it was. Jaya pounded the wooden surface of the court with the ball in a direct line toward the basket, but then flipped sideways, rolling between two defenders and jumping, the ball released at the very top of her ascent. I see. The ball swept through the net.
PK's van is a piece of crap and always breaks down, but those guys are mechanics out of their minds and can usually get it running. That night the motor was running rough. I can't remember why, because I was sleeping on the way back, although it was like trying to sleep on a bucking horse.
You made it to the Prior Creek exit?
Yeah, it was mostly downhill off the ridge, but that thing wasn't going to make it all the way back to Lame Deer.
What was the weather like?
Cold. There wasn't much snow at that point, but the wind was starting up and the temperature was dropping. BK and one of the other guys were out there working with the hood up. I remember because the thing blew down and hit them both in the head. They would get in the van once in a while to warm their hands up, he thought. It was strange.
What was?
Jeannie wanting to get out of the van. I mean, a couple of the others did, but only to go to the bathroom, and they got back in as quick as they could.
What did she do? The Lady Morningstar inbounded and tried a few passes, but one of the St. Labre forwards stole the ball and drilled a jumper with both teams in pursuit.
She said she wanted out, that it was too warm, and stunk in the van. She said she'd just walk down toward the creek and then be right back.
Anyone go with her? He glanced back at the woman in the purple jacket who was in the last row.
Leanne Chelan went with her, but she was knocking on the door of the van in no time.
And Jeannie?
It started snowing and she never came back.
Winona Sweetwater of the Morning Stars dribbled up the court, but even though there were a couple of players on the baseline who were open, she passed the ball to Jaya, who shot and missed.
Did anyone go look for her? I didn't. He took a breath. I used to drink a lot back then, and I got hurt on the job out at the mine, and got messed up on those pain pills.
He sighed.
After I got clear of those, I quit cold turkey.
Did anybody else go look for her? The Lady Braves brought the ball up the court, but instead of falling back into her defensive position, Jaya crowded the two other defenders in an attempt to get the ball back.
Kettle warned everybody that if they got the van going again, they were pulling out and heading home, so they should all stay pretty close. But I think that was after Jeannie had gone.
He sighed again.
I honestly don't know if anybody else went out there after her. But I remember the side door opening and closing a couple of times because that wind sliced in there like a butcher knife.
Jaya lunged and missed, and the Lady Braves dumped it off to the side where a guard sank her shot in two steps with a quick post-feed kick-out away from Stacy Kilsday.
The next thing I remember was waking up here in Lame Deer with somebody pushing on my shoulder and asking where Jeannie One Moon was. I don't even know who. There were a few who went back to look for her from what I understand, but that would have been at least 2 hours after she'd wandered off.
He shuddered.
You don't make it too long out there in weather like that.
Had she been drinking?
No, I mean, I'm not sure, but I don't think so.
She didn't drink at the party?
No, like I said, I didn't even see her there.
We watched the Lady Morningstars bring the ball in, but there was a lack of animation in their play. I stood and handed George a card as Harriet, the coach, turned to see me. She looked away quickly and, appearing to be on the verge of a heart attack, yelled at her team.
Thanks. If you think of anything, anything at all, give me a call.
He nodded, and I continued on toward the far end of the bleachers where an extraordinarily thin man leaned against the wall. Sitting next to him, I stuck out a hand. Mr. Blackkettle, I'm Walt Longmire.
Yeah?
He shifted the ball cap on his head but kept his hands to himself.
You want something?
We watched as the members of the Lady Morningstars continued their lackluster play, just as Tribal Chief Lolo Long entered below in full uniform and jacket. She stood by the doorway and studied the action.
"I'd like to talk to you about Jeannie One Moon."
"No."
Ignoring the response, I leaned in as Lolo saw me. "I understand you were driving the van the night she went missing?"
"Look, I done told the police and everybody else everything I know."
"You haven't told me."
"And I'm not gonna."
I sat outside my lawful jurisdiction and thought about getting the tribal police chief, but then came up with a better idea. "Mr. Blackkettle, do you see that man two-thirds of the way over on the bleachers? The one who was watching us?" He glanced past me.
"Who?"
"That big fellow in the leather jacket with the long hair."
"Yeah, I see him."
"He really wants you to answer my questions."
"And if I don't?"
"He's likely to come over here and stomp you into a canoe." He looked back out onto the court.
"Standing there."
"In the flesh." He eyeballed Henry for a second, then went back to watching the game.
"He don't scare me."
"That's great, because he scares the shit out of me." I started to get up, but he put out a hand. I sat, and he took a deep breath, and then snorted it out.
"What is it you want to know?"
"Just what happened that night." He nodded and spat out the words.
"The damn van broke down. Piece of shit never did run right."
"Uh-huh."
"We were on our way back, and..."
"What were you doing in Billings?"
I had some business I needed to get taken care of."
"What kind of business?"
"There was a girl I was seeing, and she had gotten into trouble, so I was there getting her some money."